For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. I love it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Well, hello, friend, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends Part, Joey Kroll, right here on this smack dab, right in the middle of November. That's right, November the 15th. 2012. And it just seemed like, I don't know about you, but it just seemed like we were just celebrating Labor Day and Memorial Day and 4th of July just not too long ago. And here we are, middle of November. Christmas stuff is already in the stores. This is going by way too quickly here. But regardless, I pray that you are enjoying your week. My week's going pretty good. I had my birthday on Monday, so my wife took me out for a nice steak dinner on Monday for my birthday, so that was really good. And of course, I had some pie. So it's justifiable because it's your birthday, you know. So, you know, I just like to celebrate my birthday every day so I can just have the pie. That would be the ideal situation, but yeah, I can't do that. But no, it's good. And I've been dealing, this is the tough part. I've been dealing with this head cold, now since, what is it, Saturday? Already Saturday now. So it's been several days and it's kicking my behind. So I think I'm getting better though. But, yeah, I've been dealing with that this week, but hey, God's still good. I heard some great sermons. I went to a pastor's conference just a few days ago and it was just great to be refreshed and renewed. So I'm excited for the things of God and the kingdom of God. And I hope you are too, friend. Well, speaking of, if you want to make a difference for the kingdom of God, I know we've been talking about it here for the last couple of weeks. Now we're planning a 12-day trip to Israel to not only tour the Holy Land, but also be part of a special missions and humanitarian trip. A 12-day trip happening March the 2nd through the 13th, 2013. If this is something that maybe you want to be part of, I just encourage you to first pray about it and then just contact us, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Also, there's an application at our website if you want to take a look at that, greatnewsradio.org. Yeah, this is exciting. We've been talking about it now, and I know we've been getting some inquiries here in the last couple of weeks, so this is going to be exciting to tour the Holy Land, but also make a difference for the kingdom of God. Well, also, for the last, the couple months now, we've been getting some requests from listeners like, hey, when are you be doing the meet and greet again at the Olive Garden like we did just earlier this year? And yep, we finally got something on the calendar. Tuesday night, December the 4th, we're coming up with another special meet and greet at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign, Tuesday night, December the 4th. From 5 to 7 p.m., of course, there's going to be food, some great fellowship, and also we're going to be having some special Christian artists and authors part of this event as well. So keep listening for more details. That's all I got to say. Tuesday, December the 4th, from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Great News Radio special meet and greets at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign. So keep listening for more details on that. Well, friend, our devotion for today actually comes from the Gospel of Luke. Oh, yeah, one of my favorites. From Luke chapter 17, in honor of Thanksgiving, which is coming up next week. We'll take a look at that right after this song. It's actually called Power in the Blood Medley. This is really good. So check it out right here on Great News Radio.
I heard an old story.
that is what I am talking about. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll on this 15th day of November, 2012. Well, here we are. We are, what is it, already officially 7 days away until Thanksgiving. And it seems like it's starting early this year, don't it? It seems like it's like a week early for some reason. I don't know. It's throwing me off. But, you know, every Thanksgiving, we tend to focus on how grateful and thankful we are to God for all the blessings that we have. And it seems like it's the only time of the year that we focus on being thankful to God, which we need to be doing every day. Amen? And some of us think of God as the Santa Claus in the sky, as I call it. You know, we ask and he throws down those presents down from heaven and we open them and we're good. But friend, let me ask you, when you ask and when you seek and when you pray for something and when you actually receive it, do you actually give God the credit for it and thank him and actually go to him specifically and thank him for it? The thing that you've prayed about over and over and over again, and he finally gave it to you. Did you go back and thank him with the same effort you did when you asked him for whatever it was that you needed? In Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11, we read about 10 men with leprosy. And Jesus is passing through Samaria and Galilee. And it says here in Luke 17:11, as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So we read about 10 men who had the same problem. And the problem was these men had leprosy. And leprosy was a physical ailment that was tied to a judicial act. Now, leprosy is regularly stated in the Bible as the judicial act of God. It was a physical problem that was tied to a spiritual issue. Like Miriam in the Bible, she rebelled against Moses and she was made leprous by judgment from God. It was a skin disease that was white and it was all over your body and it basically made you white as snow. So when you had leprosy, it brought you white boils and scars on your body, but also you were quarantined from the rest of the community. You were to disassociate yourself from everyone else because it was contagious. Like in our household right now, our youngest Hannah just got through the whole sickness thing, and she kind of gave me like the head cold part of it, which I'm getting better now, but you know, when somebody's sick in our family, we try to just, you know, hey, just go to your room. Just stay away from us for a little while, you know. But it was contagious back then when they had leprosy. They were not to participate in the basic day-to-day life with everyone else, sort of like a prison. So they met Jesus at a distance, the word says. And such was the dilemma of our 10 lepers that we read about today. And the good news was that Jesus was passing by. He was in the neighborhood and he came to the village and they were still at a distance. They were infected and they raised their voices to Jesus. They didn't care who heard because things were so bad that they would do anything to be made whole, to be healed from this leprosy. Even if it made them look unsophisticated, weak. So they shouted out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They cried out for mercy. These 10 men with leprosy weren't too proud to beg. They cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They all suffered from the same problem. They all cried out to the same person. Notice that they said, "Jesus, Master," which means someone in authority who can change the situation. Jesus, since you're in charge, you make the final call. Let me tell you something, friend. This is, if you can get one thing from today's program, get this. The neat thing about being a Christian is that you have somebody greater than anybody who gets to make the final call. Did you hear that? The neat thing about being a Christian is that you have somebody, that's Jesus, greater than anybody who gets to make the final call. Because people, last I checked, people still have to bow down to God Almighty. Your boss has to bow down to God Almighty. Cancer still has to bow down to God Almighty. Depression still has to bow down to God Almighty. Leprosy still has to bow down to God Almighty. Migraines, every king, president, ruler, and employer still has to bow down to God Almighty. They were crying out for mercy. Jesus, Master. Then Jesus said in verse 14, go show yourselves to the priest. Now Jesus here is referring to the Old Testament, and I believe it was Leviticus 13 and 14, where if somebody had leprosy, he had to be removed from society and placed outside of the camp, such as these 10 men. They were unclean. So if there were a change in a person's situation that had leprosy, or if they were in remission, so to speak, they had to go to the priest, and the priest would give you the stamp, yes, you're clean, welcome home. The thing that has caused it has been forgiven. So before their leprosy was gone, Jesus told them to go to the priest. Verse 14. As they were going. Wait a second. Did you hear that? As they were going, before their leprosy was gone, as they were going to do the thing that didn't make sense, they were cleansed. A transformation of their situation took place. I love it. Notice something here. They didn't see their change come until they acted on what Jesus told them to do. And while they were doing what Jesus told them to do, they started to see their healing. The farther they walked, the better things got. Obedience to Jesus's command led to a cure. One of them, in verse 15, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God. I love this. In a loud voice. You think he was loud when he was begging for mercy. Verse 16, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Wait a second. Time out. So we had 10 guys had a need. 10 guys asked for help. 10 guys acted on faith. And 10 guys got healed and cleansed. But one of them, seeing his color change, he was like, whoa. The others kept going, but one turned around and started praising God in a loud voice. Hallelujah. He came to Jesus' feet. Because when he noticed a change in his life occurred, he stopped. He pushed pause, turned around, and said, yeah, I'll catch up with you guys later because I remember where my blessing came from. He came back at Jesus' feet. He now can come close and praise him. He's like, I can go to the priest later. The priest didn't do my healing. The priest didn't change my situation because I'm going back to my source. Verse 17, Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? In Jesus' eyes, 10 folk should have been coming back because 10 folk got their healing, got their reversal. But one pushed pause, turned around, and praised God and thanked him for his miracle. He made a big deal about God. He glorified God. He advertised God. He gave him honor. He gave him credit in front of everybody in a loud voice. Friend, as we celebrate this Thanksgiving, I'm being thankful and grateful. I encourage you to spend some alone time with God and thank him. Truly thank him. Praise him. Show adoration towards him. Because we, so many times, including myself, have been just like the other 9. Thank you, God. I got it. Thank you. I appreciate it. And just move on and never come back and thank him. But we only come back when we need something else. We're like teenagers sometimes, right? Friend, are you going to be that one Samaritan who goes back and thanks God, even when you don't even get what you've prayed for? Knowing that God is in control of your situation, and maybe that no is really a blessing in disguise. So friend, I encourage you today to make a big deal about God. Just like this foreigner. He shouted out in a loud voice. Praised God in a loud voice. He didn't care who was around. So as we prepare for Thanksgiving, here in the next, 7 days, I encourage you to praise God for the things that he's done and the things that he chose not to bless you with, but also share with somebody what God has done in your life. Yes, what a beautiful song. The instrumental version of Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. And just a quick reminder, don't forget, we're going to be having our special meet and greets, Great News Radio meet and greets at the Olive Garden restaurant again in Champaign on Tuesday, December the 4th from 5 to 7. Really quick, if you are a Christian artist or author and you want to set up a booth as part of this event, just give us a call, contact us. We'll set something up with you. 217-367-7777. So looking forward to that event. Yeah, December the 4th from 5 to 7. Keep listening for further details. Well, friend, thanks again for letting me tag along with you today. Until next time, remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.